I just want to talk for a second about the fundamentals of education. We have so many classes and so many subjects to get through. And I see why, because it's like every time I think about, oh, what's the perfect curriculum? What's the perfect thing that school should be teaching? I start with the core two that we're going to talk about. And then I keep wanting to add on stuff. I'm like, well, it'd be really cool if kids understood another language, or if kids understood a little bit of psychology, if kids understood like the art of learning and all this stuff. And so even myself wanting to really strip down to the fundamentals of the education system, I still find myself trapped in, wow, how many classes can we add? How many things can, and it's like so many things. When really, let's think about what the skill sets that we need from like education, from a school that we actually need. We need two things: math and reading. And now, right out the gate, I know a bunch of you are going to be like, there's really still importance in science and poetry and all this stuff. And trust me, I love science. I'm going through as a physics major in college. And, you know, I get it. There is a lot of value that all these classes have. But let's really think about what the world is doing right now. Right now, I can learn any subject that I want. And I mean any subject that I want, as long as I know how to read and I know how to do math. And so if I can do these two things, there's no point in wasting these students' times on a bunch of stuff that they, in reality, will not have to use it after they leave a school system. But if we can just harp in and get down to math and reading, this is what we can create. A student who still has a lot of fundamentals can now read any textbook in the world, understand it, because either it's really complex reading or it's really complex reading and mathematics. It's some combination of those two. And you'd be, you know, there's a bunch of people who may be doubting me on that, but let's think of any textbook. Let's think of it like a chemistry textbook. That's a lot of hard words or a lot of hard math. It's one of the two, and a combination of both in the case of a chemistry. Biology, very hard vocabulary, all of this. Any medical book, typically hard vocabulary. Like, I'm not arguing that these are easy subjects or unimportant enough for school, but if we just focus in on those two for our children rising up, and then let them practice those two skills on whatever, literally anything. I'm just saying, I think if we can change our education system to focus on just those two things, we might be onto something that's redeemable and still fit in the modern society where AIs can do so much and you can always find information and all this jazz. It's like, if you know how to read, you know how to find information, you know, and everyone's practicing how to find information every day as we become slowly more technological. But such a key piece is like, people don't know how to actually read stuff anymore because it just got washed and brushed under the covers with every other subject that people don't actually do when they're in school. You know, it's like we're finding ways to cheat out of everything. We're finding ways to cram for tests and forget it all later. Like, this has been a conversation for a long time. And the two things that make it possible to do anything else academically, or, you know, not even just academically, but the two things that are super important for making anything happen, we're sweeping under that rug as well of just, oh, well, you know, I just had to figure it all out for that test and now I'm done. I had to, you know, read this book, but I'd spark notes the whole thing. But we're losing the ability to read well, do math proficiently, and we don't even know how to apply math to our regular everyday. And that's been the funniest part is, like, I hear it all the time. They're like, when would I ever use this? And it's, you're going to use mathematics at the level that you understand it. And so if you don't understand mathematics, there's Of course you're not going to use it. Because how could you? You wouldn't. You can go, you can live a very regular life and not really have to do mathematics. But if you understand mathematics in a really core way, you can apply it to anything. You can apply it to driving. You can apply it to your school. You can apply it to your finances. You can apply it to your business. You can apply it to the company you work for. It's all there, obviously. And then reading is a little bit more obvious. But to the same degree is like, you can only apply as much reading that you comprehend. So yes, we read like, oh yeah, I have to learn how to read because I have to read the back of the cereal box. That's like the lowest of the low. Like reading gets so complicated and there's so many words to be known and there's so much out there that if we just focus on the skill of how do we make people so good at reading that anything is digestible, and how do we make people so comfortable with math that any concept, any science or anything using math, any financial book, it becomes easily processable. I even remember going through some physics classes in college, and one of them, it was classical mechanics. I took classical mechanics pretty early, and it was early enough where because of how my school did rotations, I didn't do differential equations before I took that class. And classical mechanics, to me at the time, seemed impossible. I spent so much time studying and being confused and working through those equations. And, you know, you slowly pick it up and you can figure it out. But the thing that made it hilariously easy was just understanding what a differential equation was. Understanding how to solve a bunch of different varieties of them, it would have made the math class so easy. And the physics class so easy. And it's because once your math fundamentals are in place, everything about that makes a whole lot of sense. And when they do things like, oh, I'm just going to assume this, I'm going to make this assumption of approximation or something, it makes sense to you because you're already tracking with all the math steps they've already done. And then they do something like that where it's technically, you know, estimate or something like that. And you're like, oh, cool. Yeah, I understand because I understood all the math steps coming up to it that this is an approximation at this point. And so the problem is if you're barely comfortable with the math in the book or just like, you know, as I was like scratching at the baseboards of what they were going on, I was always confused because some of the steps started to make sense. I started to see some patterns and then they do something that I was like, I didn't think that made any sense at all. I thought that didn't work. And the reality was it's just maybe approximation or you know, something super simple, but it still gets very confusing. And on the flip side, I've had math classes physics classes where the math to me I had already taken and I was already ready for it. And those physics classes were so easy. You know, stuff that people would say similarly, like, oh, this is harder than classical mechanics or this is whatever. And it's like, yes, if the math isn't there. But if you have the math, all of those things now become easy. And so it's the same thing with reading. It's like, and I use a lot of STEM major examples because that's what I was. But this can be applied to anything, especially, you know, direct correlation like finance, business, all the things that we go to college for and spend a ton of money when all the resources are even more plentifully out there, you know, from guys who are really in the industry. But that being said, we just pick up, you know, a chemistry book. And if your reading is so high and that the text seems plain to you, then why would chemistry be a struggle to you? You know, you're just piecing together things that you've already worked through because you've developed the tool of reading well. You've developed the tool of mathematical reasoning well already. So all these things come together so easily. And so all I'm proposing is, one, if we're already in the school system, we're already going about it, maybe you're a student in the school system, maybe you're a parent with students in the school system, all I'm saying is let's focus on those two. Let's really focus on those two because those are the two that's going to make the rest of life very easy, while a lot of the other stuff, if we're being honest, like they're just derivatives of math and science, or of math and reading. And they may be highly important, but they're not highly important for every person, you know? Like, it is not necessary for everyone to know ancient world civilizations. It's very important for someone to know that. It's very, very important for someone to understand that. It's very important for someone to know physics. It is not important for everyone to know physics. So what we want to do is create a base where when someone figures out what it is that's important for them to know, they can explore that. And I think that's what the school system has been arguing that they've been trying to do for a long time by keeping a widespread of subjects. Like, oh, they can go into anything because they like have all this breadth. But it's like what you've done is split their interests so much because of, and it's not even their fault, honestly. Like, it may not have been the best design from the onset, but at the same time, information is growing. Tons of growth and information of things that we actually know as human beings, and because of the fields of studies are getting so vast, that now trying to include that range of field of studies has become ridiculous again. And that's why, you know, AI models and all that have become so pertinent, because it's like, well, no human could do this well in this many degrees of subjects. And it's like, yeah, for sure. Like, and we should stop expecting people to. So we should just give them the base so that they can work out what's actually important when they get to the field of study that they care about. So I could go on this for a long time, but all I'm saying is let's focus on math and reading. And I challenge you guys, just think about anything that you do, your career, and break it down into math and reading. And it's like, that's really what it is. It's if we can understand those two with, and I'm not arguing to just cut out everything else and just make, you know, just make math and reading. I'm arguing that we make math and reading so good, like so good, that anytime we approach a problem, it becomes easy. And I think that's a real possibility. Okay, thanks for listening, you guys. This is just my rants. Appreciate you. This is Get Educated. We're gonna figure out how to make this change for real.